I was straying so far from Jesus. I was lonely, had no peace within. Then the hand of my Savior touched me. Now I'm reaching to others in sin. Oh, to be His hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch Him, let me touch Jesus, so that others may know and be blessed.
Thank the Lord for that. Very thankful this morning for the simplicity of the gospel message.
Yes.
We heard the Sunday school this morning for those that were here. I just considered the simplicity of the wonderful, glorious gospel message that is still so meaningful and relevant today. And I don't have something new to share with you this morning, and I thank God for that. But I want to share some of the simple gospel with you today. I am so thankful that song being sung. I'm so thankful for the times that the Lord Jesus has reached out and touched my life. I am so thankful this morning for when I was not saved and the Lord Jesus reached out and He touched my life and He made a difference. And after I got saved, there have been so many times in life that the Lord reached out and He touched me. Do you know this morning that when Jesus touches your life, you will never be the same again? When Jesus touches you, something changes. And I am so thankful for that radical, divine, transforming touch of Jesus Christ this morning. We have heard in this meeting that we are in a spiritual battle. I'd like us to turn, if you would, turn with me to Ephesians in the 6th chapter. And we ask an interest in your prayers this morning that the Spirit of God would minister to each one of us in simplicity. In the 6th chapter of Ephesians in the 12th verse, it said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against." Now that lets me know right there that we are wrestling. And you know, people say, "Well, I'm fighting." You know, I think it's a wonderful thing if you are fighting this morning because it means you haven't given up. So if you are fighting this morning, God bless you as you wrestle. Not with flesh and blood, but He said against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Folks, we are in a spiritual battle this morning. Each and every one of us is in a spiritual battle. And there is no room and no place for complacency in this life. We are battling. There is a battle against the forces of good and evil. And it is going to be dependent upon the decisions and the choices that we make on a daily basis on what the outcome of that battle is going to be. So, young people, children, up to the eldest here tonight, this morning, you are in a battle for your life. It is a spiritual battle. And Lord help us, we heard yesterday afternoon, every decision we make that we recognize, I'm in a battle here. We are battling against the enemy. And the devil this morning, I know this is so basic, and it's like, of course, Brother Michael. Do you know the devil is not your friend? People are acting as if the devil is going to do things that are going to be advantageous to you. Folks, when the enemy presents things to us and it looks good, just realize this, there's more to come. Because what looks good today, when it comes from the forces of evil, there's going to be a negative outcome that's going to result. Well, he said, we're wrestling not. We're not wrestling against each other. I know there are people in your lives, as there are in mine, that cause you difficulty sometimes. I know there are people that don't treat you right. But folks, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against a greater power than what flesh and blood is. We are wrestling against the forces of darkness. It said against powers. By definition, power is the ability to act or produce an effect. We are wrestling or fighting against powers in the world. And when we look on our world today, what do we see? Do we see a world that's living in victory? Do we see a world, do we see people happy in our world today?
No, they're not.
Do we see people that are really enjoying, truly enjoying? We're not talking about the momentary pleasures. Because those are reality, aren't they?
Yes.
There are momentary pleasures in sin.
Yes.
But there's another side to it.
Yes.
There's another side to it. But we look at our world today and it is getting worse and worse. There is more unhappiness today.
Yes.
There's so much unhappiness. There's so much guilt.
Yes.
There's so much discomfort. And people are struggling and looking for something to satisfy the needs in their soul.
Yes.
Folks, they're in a spiritual battle.
Yes.
Well, the world is under siege this morning.
Yes.
We heard a story recently. Brother James Bell in Oregon, I've heard him tell it before. And I want to share what he told us. We were up in the Oregon meeting. Brother James works with the police department, sheriff department in Tulsa County in Oklahoma. And he told us recently, he said that there was an instance where there's a river there, and they made a falls. And where there's this waterfall, it creates what they call a boil underneath the water. That water is just turning and turning and turning. And it's a strong force. And he said there were three young men out there. And he said one of them went down. He dove down. Said he didn't come up. His two friends waited and waited. And Brother James said these were strong young men. And they waited. He never popped up. Never came up to the surface. He got caught in that boil. He got caught in that water. Well, you think I'm a good swimmer. I'm strong enough to swim out of anything. But he got caught in that. And he couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
And so one of his friends, when he didn't come up, one of his friends dove down to try to go help him. Find out what was going on. And his friend got caught in that same boil.
Oh, Lord.
Couldn't get out.
Oh, Lord.
The third friend dove in. To go help, find what's happening. I want to save my friends. The police pulled out three dead young men out on the bottom of that riverway. They lost their lives. You know, that is what sin is doing in our world today. Sin is keeping, there is a power of sin. There is a power that is in sin that even though people think we can control it, when we turn our lives over to the things of this world, when we turn our lives over to the things of the flesh, folks, the enemy, there's a force of the enemy that's behind those things. And we will end up, our end this morning is going to be the same as those young men. If we do not get into Jesus Christ and give our heart to the Lord this morning, then we're going to get caught. And we're going to think eventually I'm going to get out and follow the Lord when I want. Folks, I can testify, I've seen old people, elderly, that have known the ways of the Lord, that have plans and intentions to break out of a life of sin. But before they died, they still just couldn't break out. Sin is devastating on people's lives. Think about the condition that Paul spoke of in Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, Paul spoke about his sinful condition. Romans 7 verse 19, he said, "For the good that I would, I do not. And the evil which I would not, that I do." In other words, there's a power working in my life. I'm wanting to do what's good. I'm wanting to do what's right. But I keep finding myself going back to the sinful things when I wanted to stop. And he asked a question, verse 24. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Folks, we are living in a world where there are many people that are in a wretched condition because they can't break out of sin. They're looking for something to bring satisfaction and fulfillment in life. Folks, it's not out in the world. But there's a power that's out there working. We could just go around and talk about the powers of the world. What are some of the powers that are at work in the world today that are capturing people? Technology. Isn't that a power? What's another one?
Drugs.
Alcohol. Folks, this is the reality of our world. Pornography. Adultery. Fornication, those are things that people are giving themselves to, and they think, now I'm going to control it. Folks, you cannot control sin. When you begin to live in sin and you begin to commit sinful acts, it's going to get hold of you because there is a power in sin this morning. Just like those young men, they thought they could handle it. I'm a good swimmer. And they pulled them up, lost. Who shall deliver me? You know, I thank God this morning that there is an answer to that question. Who shall deliver me? I want peace. There's guilt in my life, and I'm looking for some satisfaction. I'm looking for some rest in my spirit. He said, "Who shall deliver me?" Oh, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God this morning that there is a greater power than all of the powers that are out in the world, folks. There's a greater power, and it's in Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to give you another little illustration, and if you've heard me share it, you just say amen with me. But my son had left God. My oldest son, he left home and went to school, and he left the Lord, and he was out duck hunting one morning with his friends, and he went out into the river to get a duck, and he got underwater and he didn't come up. Similar type of story. Didn't come up. And they said he was under the water for 5 minutes. His friends finally went out and tried to get him. They couldn't hardly get him up off the bottom, and it took him a while to get him to shore, and he kept going under the water. They brought him to shore. There was no breath. And it was, they say, 10 to 15 minutes before he began to breathe again. Medical services could not get there. They didn't know how to find him. It took him a while to get there. And finally, they medified. The helicopter came, and they medified him to Tulsa Hospital. I remember the day so vividly. My wife and I got a knock on the door. We were 2.5 hours away, and there were some policemen standing at our door and said, "Do you have a son named Devin?" We said, "Yes." And they said, "We have a message for you." And they said he was in an accident, a drowning accident. And our first question was, "Is he alive?" They said, "We don't know." Brother Curtis Williams got to the hospital. He lives there in Tulsa. He got to the hospital a long time before we could get there. He said they were working over Devin. He was laying there. And he said there was no life. He was gray. There was no movement. And it looked like it was hopeless and lost. And he asked him, he said, "Can I pray?"
Yes, Lord.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for prayer.
Yes, amen.
He said he began to pray. And he said he saw Devin's leg twitch.
Thank the Lord.
This morning, I want you to know there is a power that is greater than the power that is out in the world. There is a power that is greater than the power of sin. There is a power that is greater than the power of alcohol.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
There is a power that is greater than the power of drugs. You may say, "Brother Michael, you don't know. What are you talking about?" I know of what I speak this morning. Because my son was there. But there was a greater power.
Yes.
There was a power that heard the prayer of God's people. And he said, I'm going to give another opportunity. And God gave life where there was death written all over it. God gave life. And I remember they had them on life support. And I remember when they began, the decision was made they were going to start taking them off to see if he could breathe on his own. And I remember they began to take him off. And we didn't know if he'd have any brain function left or not. And I remember he began to get combative. And I remember, Lord, we're trying to cope with death, knowing that he was lost. And now we're facing, possibly he could be in a vegetative state or combative, difficult, Lord. Where are we at? We are so in desperate need of you, Lord. My son, 3 years later, this spring, he graduated from college. Has brain function. Just in the last 2 months, the Lord has called for some more consecrations in his life. And I've seen him closer to God than what I've seen him for a long, long time. And I say, how did that happen? Where does that come from, folks? It only comes from a greater power this morning. This scripture said over in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil. Yes. Folks, when we look at the bondage and the heartache and the guilt of the world, I want to testify to you this morning, there is a greater power in Jesus Christ. There is a power that can break all of the addictions that the world has. There is a power that can take, we sing the song, from death to life. Thank God, he can raise you up physically, but there's even a greater power. The greater power was not that my son is walking now. The greater power was that he found repentance in Jesus Christ. And there was a God that said, I still love you and I still forgive you. And even over the last few years, has been so merciful and long-suffering. Where does that come from? It was nothing that he did in and of himself, but it was the divine power and love of God that did that. Oh, folks, Jesus came to break the power of the enemy. There are some things in life. There are some things in life, folks, that we grow in this spiritual race. We grow in life. We grow in grace, perfecting holiness. But folks, there are some things we are not to be growing in. There are some things Jesus came to destroy through the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, well, I'm not doing as many drugs as I used to do. No, there is deliverance through Jesus Christ. There is a delivering, overcoming, saving, keeping power this morning that will heal the need that you even have for those drugs and alcohol. There's something that Jesus can do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Folks, we are in desperate need of a Savior today. Oh, I cannot make it without my Savior. I'm so thankful for the power of Jesus Christ, not only when he saved me, but so many times I needed something more and I found there was power in Jesus Christ. Because I was wrestling. And you know I'm still wrestling. I'm wrestling against powers. But thank God there is a power. Yes. And Jesus Christ came to destroy the work of the devil. We sing a song, we actually learned it in the Philippines, but it may be sung over here. The song says, the devil had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Folks, wherever the devil has people bound up, there is a delivering power that can set you free in Jesus Christ. And when you look on your loved ones and you're carrying burdens and you say, how can they ever get out of this mess that they're in? There is a Savior, thank God, that can deliver them from the very power of sin. That's why we don't give up hope this morning. It's why we keep praying, because there's a Savior. Oh, he can do anything this morning. And we say, oh, you don't know the mess they're in. I don't know the mess they're in, but I know the Savior. I know Jesus, and I know that he came to destroy the work of the devil. He didn't just come to kind of chisel it away. He came to do a divine work. Folks, he came that we could conquer all things in this world. Thank the Lord. Oh, Alexander the Great has nothing on Christ. We read about Alexander the Great going conquering from Greece to Egypt through present-day Turkey and Iran and Pakistan. And he, everywhere he went, he won battles. He defeated foes that were so much larger than his. Oh, that's nothing on my Lord. My Savior came along through the shedding of His blood, and there is no power. There is no force. There is no addiction. Now take note, saints. There is no attitude that the Lord cannot divinely enable you to be set free this morning in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, He said, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. That means you say, oh, I'm wrestling against this power. Folks, I'm wrestling against powers too. But when Jesus Christ is in you, as the apostle said, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. This is what enables us to go out into a sinful world and maintain our integrity with God. This is what enables us to walk by the oak tree. That oak tree of temptation, and maintain our integrity because there is a greater power within. Oh, this morning, if you don't have the power of Jesus Christ working in your life, He's inviting you to come and get that power in you that you can go out of this room a different person, saved by the power of Jesus Christ. You say, oh, I've tried and I've started. Well, come meet Jesus this morning. They sang the song, Let Me Touch Him. Folks, you get a hold of Jesus and His power is going to go into your life. Thank God. Oh, He's able, the scripture says, He is able to save to what? The uttermost. Isn't that wonderful? I say that's good news this morning. Oh, to the uttermost, it means that it's not just a partial salvation, but He is able to save and deliver to the uttermost, thank God. Scripture says the blood of Jesus, 1 John 1. Oh, there's so many scriptures. This is just simple gospel now. It says the blood of Jesus cleanseth from what? All sin. And then you read down a couple more verses in verse 9, and it says it cleanseth from all unrighteousness. There is a power in the blood of Jesus. This is where the early morning church overcame the accuser of the brethren. That's talking about the power of the devil. It said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. That was talking about their consecration. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and I testified to it, and Lord, I love You more than anything else, and am dedicated to You. That is a recipe for victory this morning. You want victory and you want power in your life this morning. If you will allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse your life from all sin, and you're willing to openly testify to it, and you are willing to love Him with all of your heart and let go of your sin. That's what it means to repent. It means to turn away from. I'm going to turn away from this power and that power and this power, and I'm going to give my life to the one that died on the cross for my salvation. Oh, there's a greater power, thank God. Sister mentioned in Sunday school this morning, and this is the reality. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what is he? He's a new creature. Oh, he didn't just say, well, I joined the church. He didn't just say, well, I got baptized. Talk about coming up an old devil or a wet devil, whatever. No, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. He's a new creation. In other words, the Lord transformed your life. He's a new creature, and all things, all of the old powers, they passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Oh, I think it's so interesting how many words this all is in so many of these scriptures. And that's the way God did it. All things. Oh, I don't know what things are in your life. I don't know what powers are at work in your life. But folks, we're going to wrestle with them. Don't misunderstand me. But you can overcome them. You can overcome them by the power of the Lord Jesus. Oh, 1 Corinthians, turn with me if you will. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, let's read. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. He said, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" Folks, do we know that this morning?
Yes.
Do you realize why so many of the big churches today are accepting of all of these works of the flesh that have been mentioned? They're accepting it because they're not tapping in to the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They're not tapping into that power. He said, "The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God." And he said, "Be not deceived." Folks, let us not be deceived this morning.
Yes.
He said, "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God."
Amen.
Folks, that's simple. That's plain. It's basic. We cannot go to heaven with the works of sin in our life. But I am so thankful the scripture didn't stop there. He went on to say, "And such were some of you." Wait, hold on a minute. Yes, such were some of you. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sometimes people say, "Well, I'm ashamed of my past." I'm glad you're ashamed, but all of us have a past this morning, and all of us needed the saving power of Jesus Christ. So maybe you didn't go out, give drugs and alcohol. I needed salvation just like you did. I needed the Lord to keep me because I was a sinner the same as you. He said, "Oh, such were some of you." And then he went on to say, "But you are washed." He said, "You are sanctified. You have been set apart. You have been made holy. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Thank God for that power, that overcoming, delivering, saving, keeping power that such were some of you. If you are still in that condition this morning, take hope. Take heart and know that there is deliverance and power for you to become a new creature in Jesus Christ. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. There is a power that is working and we're wrestling. But through the power of God, we can overcome. Through the power of God, we can say no to sin. Through the power of God, when I'm tempted, yes, I'm tempted.
Yes, that's awesome.
And you know what temptation is? It's a drawing on the desires of my flesh.
Yes.
Say, "Oh, Brother Michael, you need to sanctify that." That's for heaven. What the Lord sanctifies is empowers us. He purifies us such that when there is a drawing and a temptation, we can say, "Oh, greater is He that is in me." No, in the name of Jesus, no. And we cling to our God. There is power to say no to sin. There is power to overcome the works of the flesh that people have been addicted to in this vicious cycle that they can't break out of. There is an answer this morning. And that answer is in the power of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 10. The disciples had been sent out to take the good news of the gospel. And they came back rejoicing. They came back rejoicing. In Luke 10 verse 17, they returned with joy saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Oh, talk about power now. Now it's not only the power of Christ. Now the disciples were sent out and they came back and said, "The devils are subject unto us through thy name." And then Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power." Now listen to what Jesus did with his power. He said, "I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Now we're talking about keeping power. Now we're talking about when we have come in and received a Christ in our life, we have authority over the devil.
Yes.
Okay, here the devil is up here. And we study from Adam and Eve all the way through to Christ, mankind was down here. They didn't have the ability to live above sin. They were still in that boil of sin. It couldn't break out of it. But when Jesus came, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He was in a high and exalted place in men and women's life. And now the disciples are saying, the devils are subject to us. In other words, we used to be subject to them. But now, through the power of your name, they're subject to us. Do you know this morning that for all of us, there is a power in the name of Jesus Christ that you have authority over the enemy? You can't do it in your own strength, but you can do it through the name of Jesus Christ. It's kind of like the traffic policeman. When he's out there and he raises his hand and a vehicle stops, does he have power to stop that vehicle physically? No, but he has invested authority. And when you see the policeman raise his hand, you better stop. You better stop. And so people obey. Do you know this morning that's the same way with us? It's not power of ourselves, but it's power through the name of Jesus Christ that when we say no, the devil has to stop. In other words, the devil doesn't have the right to control us anymore because now there is a greater power than all of these other powers. And he said, I give you power to tread upon. Now, we're wrestling, but he said, now you, when you tread upon something, it's underfoot. I have a question this morning. Are the powers of this world under your foot? Are they underfoot? If they're not underfoot this morning, there is power for you to bring those things under subjection through the power of God that you can be an overcomer. Do you believe this? There is power. We talk about all of the sinful things. Folks, there are powers that saints need to be delivered from. There are some things that need to be brought underfoot. There have been things that have been controlling people and attitudes and bitterness and unforgiveness for too long. Through the name of Jesus, through submitting to Him and forsaking, Lord, I'm willing to forsake the power of that bitterness. Lord, I forsake it now, but I can't do it in my own strength. Folks, there is a keeping power. Amen. There is a power that will enable you to bring those things under your foot. So yes, you're still wrestling. We're still in the flesh. We still have temptation. But now through Christ, we have authority over the enemy. Amen. In closing, John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, in the world, ye shall have tribulation.
Yes.
And we say, amen. There's tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. Folks, through Jesus Christ, we can overcome the world. If there's guilt in your life this morning, the Lord has peace to give to you where there's guilt. If there's addiction this morning, there is delivering power through Jesus Christ. If there are places that have been that the world and your flesh has just seemed like it's destroyed something within you, there is healing power in Jesus Christ. Like that woman that was sick for so many years, she wasted her substance looking for the answer. Said then she heard of Jesus. Oh, she just wanted to go and get hold of Him. If I can just touch the hem of His garment, because she knew that was the source of power. Oh, this morning, the Lord has something wonderful to give to each and every one of us. That we can tread underfoot the powers of this world. There is a place this morning in Christ to be delivered from the power of sin. If you're living in sin this morning, the Lord has something better for you.
Amen.
He can take the heartache and He can give you joy. He can take the guilt and He can give you peace. He can give you where there has been hopelessness. The Lord can give you hope. Where there has been brokenness in relationships, the Lord can begin to restore and mend and bind up. But it's not through because I came to church today.
No.
It's not through if I can just do it a certain way. But it's in coming and saying, Lord, I need Your power to work in my life. And I submit myself and I yield. Saint and sinner this morning, there is still good news. Because Christ is still delivering and giving us power that we can tread all of the powers in this world underfoot. If you need some of that power this morning, I want to encourage you to come and come to the source of this power. Amen.